Hello and welcome to Hideaway Pizza. Evan Farbach, Bartlesville High head football coach Lee Blankenship, 1400 AM, K1, FM 93.3. Happy to have you along with us on this Monday evening talking Bartlesville High Bruin football. And we are officially into the stretch run of the 2018 season. Only three games remain, two of them at home. And I'll just say this, Coach, it's nice to have two of the last three at home, because, boy, what is that? Five of the first seven have been on the road. It feels like Kester Stadium has been pretty foreign to us this season.
We are excited to have a home game. It's a short week this week, so a pretty quick turnaround, but we're ready to go. It's going to be great to hopefully fill that stadium up again this week.
Yeah, boy, weather should be nice tomorrow night, and then, of course, senior night the week to follow against Muskogee. So back-to-back home games before probably the longest road trip of the year, I'm pretty sure, when the Bruins head down to Shawnee to end the season. But should be fun to be at Kester Stadium next couple of weeks. Ponca City coming into town tomorrow. As Coach mentioned, it's a Thursday night ball game. Most teams across the state play on Thursday this week because it is a fall break across the state of Oklahoma, so everyone kind of gets Friday off. I know that there's a few teams here and there that play on Fridays, but Bartlesville will play on Thursday this week against Ponca City, and of course we'll talk more about the Wildcats a little bit later on in the program. We talk with Coach from Hideaway Pizza every Wednesday from 6 until 7 o'clock here on K1. Player profile this evening, by the way, going to be Bartlesville senior defensive lineman Hunter Marquez. We'll talk with him a little bit later on in the program, and then of course we will get to the Ponca City Wildcats as well. Bruins coming off a loss to Bixby last week on the road, and Coach, obviously a very good Bixby program, and they continue to be one of the best in not only this side of the state, but the entire state.
Yeah, absolutely. Give Coach Lauren Montgomery a ton of credit for what he's done over the years there at Bixby. That Bixby is kind of a bit of a prototype for what we would like to see our program look like, over the course of the next 5 to 7 years. So they are strong, man. Their kids play hard and really had a great game against us last week. They're my pick to play in the state championship again this year.
Yeah, I know. When I kind of take a step back objectively and just look at some of the teams we've seen, and fortunately or unfortunately, we've gotten to see some of the best ones in the entire state. Bixby is right up there with them. They struggle to run the ball a little bit. They've got a pretty new offensive line, but aside from that, that's a very solid football team. And that sophomore quarterback, he's not particularly flashy, but, man, you got some guys in the backfield. I know he's done this in other games as well. It looks like he's going to get sacked multiple times, and he has a way of just kind of getting himself out of trouble.
Yeah, he was a shifty kid. Just did a great job of making plays, and it helps when you got guys you can deal the ball to, all over the field. And again, just a really good football program at Bixby.
I wanted to hit on a couple of positives that we saw from Friday night in that loss to Bixby. Offensively, you guys struggled a little bit with having some Spartans in the backfield, both in the run game and the pass game. That being said, I thought Ben Winters played pretty well, considering that he was kind of running for his life a few times. But while he was scrambling around, he found a few guys, completed 8 passes. I know it wasn't a fantastic stat line when you look at it, but I thought against maybe one of the best defenses he's seen all year that he did a pretty good job.
Sure. Ben is getting better every single week, and have really been pleased with his progress throughout the course of the year. Man, we've played some good football teams. Our coaches, I always want to encourage our coaches throughout the year, and we do so much to just focus on us. Our focus is competing against the man in the mirror this year, and that's kind of what we've stressed to our kids and looked at. But I went back and looked for our coaches just to kind of let them know the caliber of team that we've played, and their combined record was like 28-7.
Yeah.
And, three of the losses are on the defending state champions schedule, and two of those games are played on national television against national powers. So Bixby lost to Jinx. That's their only loss this year. The teams that have beaten us have been are very good football programs and highly ranked, and teams that have lost, their only losses have come to some really good football teams. So I'm proud of our kids. We've had a little bit of a tough schedule this year. That's not really an excuse, but I think it's notable and something our kids have battled all year through and found ways to have success against some good football teams.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And obviously we've talked about that each individual week that we've spoken, but you look at Collinsville, that's a program that's going to be right there in Class 5A as a state title contender. Booker T. Washington and Bixby, who you had in the first half, I guess you could say, of the district schedule. Both of them are in the top 5-6 in the state of Oklahoma. And then your other non-district game was against Del City, and that's a team maybe the best from the West half. That might be possible. It could be a rematch for you guys in the playoffs if things kind of sort out that way. It's definitely on the table. So it's been a particularly hard schedule. The good news is there's no more Bixby's, Del City's, or Booker T. Washington's going forward. Bartlesville ends with Ponca City, Muskogee, and Shawnee. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in the program. I did want to talk a little bit more about some positives from Friday night. I thought Lake and Cloudus continued to run really hard in filling in for DeAndre Young. I know it kind of sounds like DeAndre has been getting healthier, maybe used him a little bit more sparingly because of the situation last week on the road at Bixby. And if you could, just a few words on how Lakin has done and filling in for DeAndre. I know we've talked about that a couple weeks in a row, and then how DeAndre is progressing.
Lakin is a warrior. He is a young man that never quits. He doesn't back down from anything. He's just a competitor every single play, and he has done a phenomenal job coming in and filling in a gap there for DeAndre. Obviously, when we get both of those guys on the field, we have a shot to compete with anybody. We're so excited to have DeAndre back and really feeling like 100% his old self this week. DeAndre has had a great week of practice, and that is one of our that's one of our main goals. You know, a lot of teams talk about going 1-0 or winning this week, and our goal is to win today. We've got that put on our kids' shirts, and we want to win every single day in what we do in the classroom and what we do on the football field. We want to out-practice our opponents every day, and I really feel like DeAndre has had a great week and done that each day this week. And we tell our kids if we win every day, then every day of the week, then on Friday we don't have to fear the results or the outcome. So we're excited to get on the field tomorrow night.
And he had a couple of runs last week against Bixby. One, he had a loss of 5 yards, and wasn't much you could do. There was, you know, 3-4 guys in the backfield as soon as he got the football. Other one, though, was a 7-yard rush, and he looked the exact same as DeAndre had looked the first, whatever, 5 games of the year.
It was really tempting to put him in there last week. You know, as the head coach, man, you get competitive and you want to get your guys in that you know can have some success. And DeAndre, I feel like, is one of the best backs in Oklahoma. He has really had a phenomenal year and just a strong runner. He's got a future, I believe, with my whole heart, at the next level. And when we put him in there just to kind of see, you know, I knew he was, you know, he was feeling 85-90%, and to risk that without him feeling like he's 100%, and a little bit of that is just confidence as well. You know, when you're nursing an injury, a lot of times players aren't just as confident running through that hole and trusting what's happening up front. So we didn't use him as surely as much as we wanted to, and again, really excited to get him out on the football field this Thursday.
Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship with us, his weekly radio show here from Hideaway, 6 until 7 o'clock every Wednesday on K1 downtown Bartlesville. You look at that game specifically, Coach, again, and you can probably do this with any ball game any football team plays, but there was a few moments that kind of teetered early on where it maybe kind of got out of hand where it didn't particularly need to. Spartans didn't have many drives against you guys. They hit some really big plays in that first half. And then offensively, you guys kind of didn't get out of your own way, had a lot of penalties in the early going. And it's hard to beat a team of that caliber on the road when you're having some self-inflicted wounds.
Sure.
Like that.
We just didn't play very well. And that's at the end of the day, I don't have just a whole lot of analysis other than that. We came out and shot ourselves in the foot early. I thought the defense did some good things. They we actually got them into a couple of third and long situations and then just didn't make the tackle, you know, and they were able to move the chains. And after a while, that stuff snowballs, and that's what happened to us on last Friday night. Here's the thing, even in loss, even in tough loss, there are still great lessons that we can learn. Hopefully, our kids have been motivated to keep looking forward and continue to fix those mistakes. And again, our goal is to get 10% better each week. So I feel like we've done that this week. We're excited to see the result on Thursday.
And then one of the other plays that sticks out of my mind that was really a fantastic play, just didn't quite finish, was Shane Simpson's near interception on that home sideline, the near sideline from where I was sitting. I think he was looking a little bit toward the end zone perhaps, but that was a heck of a read by him. I know he didn't actually pick the thing off and take it to the house like maybe he could have, but still kind of showing what you've got with him on the defensive side, aside from what he also has been doing offensively.
Absolutely. Shane is just a competitor. You know, he was really nursing that ankle early in the year and just fought through it and played. And even on a bum ankle, you know, even which took some of his speed away, man, the kid just finds ways to make plays. I love kids that are just tenacious and have that, just that heart that says, I'm going to go make a play. And he's a guy that we are really trusting. And when we need one to go and make it on either side of the ball, he jumped the route really well. We had seen that on film, a little bubble screen that they like to throw out there, was something that, you know, that obviously Coach Sport had our kids in a good scheme and the down and distance that they like to throw it, and Shane jumped it and had a shot, man. We that was early in the game. You know, a little, you do look back and see little things like that and go, man, what if, you know, it's easy to get into that mode. Our eyes this week, if, you know, honestly, we didn't even go back and watch very much of our film. Of the game, we threw Ponca City up and said, guys, this is the next step in order for us to go and reach our next goal, which is to make the playoffs. We still got that opportunity ahead of us. It goes through Ponca City this Thursday.
Battle for the ConocoPhillips Bowl, and obviously we'll talk more about Ponca City a little bit later on in the program, but you guys have had a chance to play Collinsville. You know, that's a kind of a regional team, but there's really not any history at all of Bartlesville playing Collinsville in football. And obviously you're new to this area, but Ponca City and Bartlesville are two communities that are pretty well linked up here in the northern side of Oklahoma. As communities of their own, of similar size, obviously Bartlesville is far enough from Tulsa that this is its own place, as you very well know. And
sure.
And they played football plenty of times, and then it wasn't all that long ago, probably 6-7 years ago or so, they started that traveling trophy, and that's been one that's kind of been fun to watch. And for the most part, the Bruins have pretty well dominated that the last decade or so, with the exception of last year. Unfortunately, Ponca City came into Custer Stadium and got the Bruins a year ago.
Yeah, listen, when I took the job and was able to start getting here last winter, throughout the spring, I scheduled meetings with all of our kids and just had a few little questions that I would ask them. You know, I wanted to know their personal goals. I wanted to know about their mom and dad. I wanted to know their favorite restaurant, where they like to eat at in town. Tell me something cool about what you love about Bartlesville. And one of the questions I asked was, who do you want to beat? Who do we not like? Who is our biggest rival? And it was overwhelmingly, you know, Ponca City. I know that a year ago that I know the trophy is sitting in their trophy case, and that's something that's really important to us. We added that to our team goals, is just win the rivalry game, beat Ponca. So that's an opportunity to accomplish another team goal this week, and I think our kids are excited about that opportunity.
Going to have a chance, like I said, to talk about the Wildcats a little bit more in depth as the program goes on, talking with Lee Blankenship from Hideaway here in his weekly radio show. Bruins getting set for a Thursday night battle against Ponca City. Once again, that game tomorrow night at Custer Stadium. It is the final Thursday game. I guess we had two this year because of the Booker T. Washington change up a couple 3 weeks ago. What does that change for you all this week? You just kind of cram everything back a day?
Yeah, what we do is just eliminate what our Wednesday practice would be. And so our practice schedule is actually a Monday, Tuesday, Thursday schedule. We're a little bit different than a lot of schools. A lot of the traditional practice schedule is, you know, heavy Monday, a little bit heavier Tuesday, a little bit shorter Wednesday, but still pads, and then a walkthrough on Thursday. And a couple of seasons ago at my former school, we decided to change that. There's a lot of research that talks about the importance of having the day before. So like if you're going to play on Friday, it's important to rest your legs and eat right and get in bed at a decent hour 2 days before. And so what we started doing was we call it No Sweat Wednesday. We do our walkthrough day and a mental preparation day on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, during a normal week, it gives us an opportunity. Wednesday kind of feels like an old Thursday, so it's a really upbeat and high pace practice, and it lets our coaches really see the mental side. We line our kids up, we walk through some things. Any bus that we have, it lets us jot that down and then go back and still have a full practice day to fix it on Thursday. It also kind of, we pat them up on Thursdays and we'll have a little bit of contact just to get their motor firing again. And it's a little bit different philosophy. A lot of colleges are going to that practice schedule, and it's been good for us in the past. I think our kids really like it, and we've come out and played well early in games, which has given me a good reason to keep on running it. So on a short week, this is a long answer to a short question, but on a short week, we would eliminate the Wednesday, which is what we did, and we just went pads.
So they sweat every day instead of the No Sweat Wednesday.
It's sweat all week long.
Sweat all week long. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk with Bartlesville senior defensive lineman Hunter Marquez. Going to speak with him. He's been a standout player for the Bruins this fall. And then, of course, we'll talk a little bit more about the Ponca City Wildcats as well. Berlin Football Coaches Show every single Wednesday, 6 until 7 o'clock, right here on 1400 AM, K1 and FM 93.3.
What makes Dungy's Family of Autos different? It's our world-famous 995 oil change.
We have daily market-based pricing on a great selection of new and used vehicles.
You get a complimentary 7-year, 100,000-mile, nationwide, limited warranty with the purchase of any new Toyota, Ford, or Lincoln.
VIP appointments, where everything's ready for you when you come in for your test drive.
You get friendly people ready to help.
See what the Dungy's difference means for you.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
007 Michael Ball is awesome. One posted hashtag meatball hero sandwich emoji with sunglasses. Hashtag om nom 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 nom. Hideaway Pizza. Hashtag. Seriously, great pizza.
Hideaway. In Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
What does it mean to be bold? At Tri-County Tech, it means designing your future. It means showing up, taking the risk, being courageous, and believing in your dreams. At Tri-County Tech, successful futures are built by driven students and instructors that challenge them to be the best that they can be. Last year, our adult graduates averaged over $18 per hour. Be bold at Tri-County Tech. Visit tricountytech.edu for more information.
It has been a great-looking day across much of southeastern Kansas and northeastern Oklahoma, and we're looking at continued good weather. Clouds will be on the increase over the next 24 hours, but not bad. Tonight's low down to 43. For tomorrow, look for partly mostly cloudy skies, a high temperature in the low 60s. Winds will be light out of the east-southeast. Storm system trying to roll across on Friday, so we have about an 80% chance of light, cold rain, and temperatures in the low to mid-50s. Not very pleasant on your Friday. That rain should be ending late Friday afternoon, but that'll set us up for a gorgeous weekend. Saturday and Sunday, look for highs in the low 60s. About 60 to 64. Light winds mainly out east northeast. From News on 6, I'm Chief Meteorologist Travis Meyer.
I'm Dave Hunziker, and you've got the Bruins, Cardinals, Cowboys, and more on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
Welcome back to Hideaway Pizza, 1400 AM, K1, FM 93.3. Don't forget, we're streaming online, BartlesvilleRadio.com, and on the Bartlesville Radio app. And, of course, we'll have the play-by-play broadcast of tomorrow's ball game. Bartlesville hosting Ponca City, 7 o'clock kickoff from Custer Stadium right here on K1 as well. Hunter Marquez, senior defensive lineman, is our player profile who's with us this evening. Hunter, thanks for coming by. How's it going so far?
It's pretty good.
Senior year, obviously new coaching staff. We're 7 games in, so it's getting down to the nitty-gritty now. Mm-hmm. How do you feel like everything is gone? Let's go all the way back to the spring through now. Walk me through the kind of coaching transition and the early parts of the season. What are Hunter Marquez's thoughts?
With the spring, definitely everybody was a little iffy. Relationships with coaches was a big part of everything. And we were all wondering what they're going to be like, how they're going to treat us, what's different, what's going to happen. And throughout the offseason and spring ball, they were just amazing. They showed us what good character is like, what actually a good program is supposed to look like, what like the base of a good culture to start off with that is like. And coming out week one with Claremore, we all were ready for that, prepared very well. It turned out better in our favor. And then we had some bumps, had some few changes around. I feel like throughout that, it brought us closer together. Everybody stayed bought in. We all are behind our coaches 100% still. And then we go to Sand Springs, come out and play. We do good. We get that win. Everybody's juiced up after that. And then after Bigsby, we're just ready to go get Ponca.
Yeah, it kind of seems to me from the outside looking in, and obviously I'm not around nearly as much as you guys are, but pretty even-keeled group, is that right? Mm-hmm. And it kind of probably helps out when you end up in games like you had against Sand Springs weeks ago when you're staring down the gun of, mm-hmm. of a fifth straight loss, and then you kind of feel like maybe the thing's getting away from you, but you're able to put something together right at the end. Is that right? Because it kind of probably starts a little bit with the coaching, like you said, sticking right together a little mm-hmm. bit.
With coaching with Sand Springs, we run a 2-minute no hurry up huddle, which at the end of the game that played very much in our favor. Us getting the ball down the field, it just worked really well, and then we sealed the deal with Ben sneaking in for the win. It was great.
And how was that just from the sideline?
The sideline, everybody was hyped. The crowd was going crazy, and then I saw the video after following day of just how silent it got when Ben snapped the ball. Then all you hear is our crowd just go crazy.
It's been pretty good, crowd-wise, too, support-wise. Right. Mm-hmm. And kind of noticed the difference this year. Most of those visiting stands have been pretty close to full. Obviously, the home games have been well-attended as well, and then Bartlesville going to have another one against Ponca City this week as we talked with Hunter Marquez, our player profile, big fella on the defensive line. You've been in the backfield a little bit more this year. Individually, how do you feel like the season's gone for you?
I feel like I've prepared myself as much as I can each week. We have a great look on scout. Everybody just does their part to make. I couldn't do it week by week without our scout. Our scouts are our most important part of practice. That's what makes us better, and I wouldn't be getting the looks I am in the game if I wasn't for them.
And then, you know, last week we had Elijah Williams, and he said that you were bigger than him. And do you think you're bigger than Elijah Williams, or is Elijah bigger than you?
Height-wise, yes, but in the weight room, he's definitely bigger.
You think so?
Yes.
Do you think he lifts a little bit more than
you? Just a little bit.
A little bit more?
Yeah, just
okay.
A little bit.
Talking with Hunter Marquez. Now, how tall are you, Hunter?
6'7", 6'8".
Is that with shoes on?
No.
No? So you got shoes on. You might be pushing 6'10". Now, has Coach Stewart come up to you and try to get you come up for basketball?
Yes, a little bit.
You still resisting that?
No, I don't.
No?
I like the gridiron.
You're not going to mess with that? I mean, I'll do some recruiting on his behalf. I'd like to see you stand down there and mess around.
I think he'd look pretty good in a basketball uniform,
don't you think?
Too.
Yeah, I mean, you stand down there. You and Hayden Bryant could probably take care of some stuff beneath the basket.
No doubt.
Good.
And then, you know, using your height as well, people, I think a lot of big-time football fans do, but maybe so-so football fans don't. Height on the defensive line means something. I don't know that I've seen you bat anything down just yet, but did they ever talk about getting your hands up when that
every
guy's
day. Every
getting
day.
Over there? I want to see you swat one down maybe tomorrow night.
I will.
That'd
definitely.
Be a lot of fun.
He might have an opportunity too on Friday night. I know that today in practice our scout team was running a little screen play that they like to run, and Hunter came through and got his hands up, and
go.
The quarterback threw that ball, and it hit Hunter in the hands, and it ricocheted off his hand and almost came and hit me in the head. So I would love to see it, obviously, from a different angle than that. But
yeah,
definitely.
Talking with Hunter Marquez here, Bartlesville player profile ahead of the Bruins in Ponca City. Let's talk a little bit about Hunter Marquez off the field. What do you do for fun, Hunter?
For fun, well, catch me either homework right now during the school year or hang out with just the guys every night, just however I can.
What are you guys doing? Shooting the breeze?
Either we're just hanging out, we'll go out to eat, or either at our own houses playing BO4 together.
Okay. Now, what is that?
Black Ops 4.
Is that like a PlayStation thing or Xbox thing?
Xbox.
What about the Fortnite?
Fortnite's...
No?
No, it died.
It died? It just started just the other day.
Black Ops is where it's at.
Okay. Talking with Hunter Marquez here, our player profile. Favorite TV shows, Hunter?
Oh, SpongeBob, definitely.
Man, that is the third. That is 3 out of 8 player profiles now that have been SpongeBob guys. So what's your favorite SpongeBob episode?
Ooh, the one where SpongeBob and... It starts out with SpongeBob and the other Krusty Krab, and then it's just a hot day. Everybody's at the beach, so they decide to go to the beach and start selling Krabby Patties there. And then a big wave comes in and takes them on to a new island, and it's just a different scenery. So that, all that happens, and then they get back finally at the end of the episode.
Man, I knew the first two favorites, but I don't recognize that one.
Okay, these guys have got to be coordinating their answers or something.
Yeah,
I'm getting ridiculous.
Yeah, that's 3 SpongeBob answers, and I mean, I'm a big SpongeBob guy. But talking with Hunter Marquez, favorite movies?
Movies. Dang, that's a hard one. Probably
give me number one Desert Island movie.
Desert Island. I'll have to go with Gridiron Gang.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I've got a question for Hunter, and the movie that or the player that Coach England talked about in our purpose period today, that they made a movie about, Rudy. Have you ever seen that? I wondered how many of our players. I think that movie was made in like the early 90s or late 80s. Have you ever seen Rudy?
I've never heard of it. No.
Oh my gosh, that's brutal.
I asked a lot of players after practice, man, you ever seen that movie? No, coach, I've not. That's one of the greatest football movies of all time.
Yeah, you need. What about Remember the Titans?
That's also a good one. That was also up there, too.
Well, I was a kid when that came out. If you've seen Remember the Titans, you could have seen Rudy. I mean, there's a gap there, but you were probably just barely born. Remember the Titans came out.
Right.
Hunter Marquez with us. Favorite foods? I know you had the pepperoni pizza here.
Favorite foods? I have to go pasta or salad.
Okay. Any specific kind of pasta?
No, just any type of pasta, really.
What are your plans for when you're done here in May?
Plan to further my education at OSU. Still debating on what I want to do. Something in the medical field is what I've been leaning more to.
Awesome. So you like science?
Yeah, anatomy.
Anatomy? Mm-hmm. You guys had to dissect anything just yet?
Nope.
That's got to be coming, though, right?
It has to be.
Yeah, it has to be. Hunter Marquez, senior player profile. Game against Ponca City. Coach and I touched on this a little bit earlier, but... they got you here last year. Kind of felt like that was one that got away. You're one of those guys that's been around a while. What does that ball game mean to you?
This ball game means everything, especially coming from other seniors last year talking, saying that they wanted to get it for them too. And it's a rival game. They have our trophy that we need desperately back, that we're going to get back no matter what. We're going to do whatever it takes to get it back.
And obviously a game that has a lot of implications here toward the end of the season. Schedule mm-hmm. isn't quite as daunting. We talked about 5 of the 7 teams you guys have played so far, been in the top 5 of the state. That's not the case any longer. So you guys have a chance to kind of to finally make some moves.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Hunter Marquez, our player profile this evening on the Bartlesville High Coaches Show from Hideaway Pizza. Hunter, appreciate it. Best of luck tomorrow night, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Hunter Marquez, senior defensive lineman, our player profile. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about Ponca City and a few more things Bruin football related. You're listening to the Lee Blankenship Show on 1400 AM, K1, and FM 93.3.
What makes Dungeon's family of autos different? It's our world-famous $9.95 oil change.
We have daily market-based pricing on a great selection of new and used vehicles.
You get a complimentary 7-year, 100,000-mile, nationwide, limited warranty with the purchase of any new Toyota, Ford, or Lincoln.
VIP appointments, where everything's ready for you when you come in for your test drive.
You get friendly people ready to help.
See what the Dungeon's difference means for you.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Highly. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
Shauna Dene posted, hashtag da bomb, hashtag pineapple goes on pizza, hashtag pizza is love, hashtag pizza is life. Hideaway Pizza, hashtag seriously, great pizza.
Hideaway. In Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
You can do more than the minimum wage, and you can do more at Tri-County Tech. Last year, our average adult graduate wage was over $18 per hour. We have affordable tuition and easy to apply for financial aid. What's holding you back from doing more? Be bold at Tri-County Tech. Visit tricountytech.edu for more information.
What makes Dungeness Family of Autos different? It's our world-famous 995 oil change.
We have daily market-based pricing on a great selection of new and used vehicles.
You get a complimentary 7-year, 100,000-mile, nationwide, limited warranty with the purchase of any new Toyota, Ford, or Lincoln.
VIP appointments, where everything's ready for you when you come in for your test drive.
You get friendly people ready to help.
See what the Dungeness difference means for you.
It has been a great-looking day across much of southeastern Kansas and northeastern Oklahoma, and we're looking at continued good weather. Clouds will be on the increase over the next 24 hours, but not bad. Tonight's low down to 43. For tomorrow, look for partly to mostly cloudy skies, a high temperature in the low 60s. Winds will be light out of the east-southeast. Storm system trying to roll across on Friday, so we have about an 80% chance of light cold rain and temperatures in the low to mid-50s. Not very pleasant on your Friday. That rain should be ending late Friday afternoon, but that'll set us up for a gorgeous weekend. Saturday and Sunday, look for highs in the low 60s. About 60 to 64. Light winds mainly out east northeast. From News on 6, I'm Chief Meteorologist Travis Meyer.
Bill High head football coach Lee Blankenship with us on the Bruin Football Coaches Show. Talking snow. Coach asked how much snow we get. I think we've had a couple snow days. Maybe since I've been here. This is my fifth football season, so not much.
I'm still not good at knowing when we're going back live on the radio.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm sorry
that's
about
not,
that.
That's my job, not yours. Talking with Lee Blankenship about Bruin football here on the Coach's Show. Bartlesville getting set for Ponca City on Thursday night, so it's going to be tomorrow night here on K1. Bruins take on the Wildcats. And Coach, it's kind of a team that's snake bit a little bit this year. They're 0-7. And, you know, you look at Bartlesville and the Bruins are 2-5. You could probably make an argument you guys could be anywhere from 4-3 to 2-5 where you're at right now.
Sure.
Ponca City's had a couple that they could have won as
no
well.
Doubt.
And that's an 0-7 team, but still they've had some good opportunities to beat some pretty decent teams. It just hasn't quite come together for them this year.
Listen, another program with a brand-new head coach, some new members to their coaching staff. They're in a similar boat to us. Is just their goal is just trying to get better every week. Man, they actually a couple weeks ago played Bixby really hard and scored some touchdowns on them. Had some good stops. They look good on film against Bixby. They're also a team that played Collinsville. So we've seen some similar opponents. Yeah, they're definitely very dangerous. And then obviously, anytime there's a rivalry game, man, you never know. Anything can happen. They're usually exciting and should be a lot of fun on Friday.
I don't know.
Excuse me, Thursday.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I don't know if I had paid enough attention after that Ponca City game when Bartlesville played the Wildcats last year. I think it was week 5 or 6, so there was a lot of games left in the season, and I didn't ever probably circle back around to see how Ponca did. That was the only game the Wildcats won last year, so 1-16 over the last two seasons, with that one victory coming in Custer Stadium last season. 14-12 was the final score of that one. That was actually a weird ball game. Wildcats got out to a 14-0 lead. Bartlesville came back and missed a point after attempt, and they had to go for two. Bruins still got the ball back with 2 minutes left, but had a fourth down play that went for naught. Noah Sunday was obviously guiding the team then and ended up losing that ball game 14-12. You mentioned new coaching staff. It's kind of an interesting coaching crew for Ponca City. Their coordinators and head coach, all three played Power 5 Division 1 football. Scott Harmon, he's in his first year at Ponca City. He's a name a lot of people will remember in this area because he had a lot of success at Hominy. Actually didn't sure. coach there last year, but led them to a state championship in 2016. He's fifth all-time in interceptions at Oklahoma State, Scott Harmon. And then their offensive coordinator, Brett Parker, is the guy who played wide receiver at Oklahoma State. And their defensive coordinator, Justin Rowland, also was a player at Kansas State. In fact, he spent some time in the practice squad of a couple different NFL teams.
Very nice. Yeah, I knew that about Coach Harmon, but did not realize that about his coordinators. Now, you can see their defensive coordinator on the sideline in film getting pretty charismatic, and I can see him playing in the NFL. He's a big old guy.
And then I will mention this, and I wouldn't mention this to Coach Parker tomorrow, but he dropped a pass in the end zone that would have beaten OU in 1988. So if you're a OU or Oklahoma State fan with a little bit of age on you, if you can remember the 1988 Bedlam game, it was the Ponca City offensive coordinator who cost Oklahoma State in that ball game. Wildcats have struggled this year, obviously, at 0-7, and mostly it's been on the offensive side. I know their starting quarterback was injured a couple of games ago, so they've gone back to the guy who actually started last year for them, Justin Andrews, who's really more of a wide receiver than anything else. So they've got basically an athlete back there who they're just trying to kind of make do with.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? When they went with him last week, he did some good things. He looked pretty good. He can throw it just good enough. He really brings a running element, to what they do as well. He's an athletic kid, so it kind of when we saw it on film and watched their first couple of games, we've been able to see a few games here. Is just being in the same district, when you trade film with people, you we've seen them play a couple of teams on our schedule already, and we kind of thought we knew what to expect, and then we got to the game last week, and they looked a lot different with a new quarterback back there. So
yeah, they played Sand Springs last week, lost that ball game 35-14. And that was the first game that Andrews had actually started. Before that, it was Kyder Welch who had been starting.
Yes.
He actually had a pretty nasty injury against Bixby. Had his head kind of turned around on a face mask, and he suffered a fractured vertebrae. So hopefully he's hanging in there okay, but he's out for the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's was a tough injury for him, and you can tell that he's a tough young man on film, and definitely wish him all the best and family as well.
And Coach had mentioned that Justin Andrews, and of course I had touched on it as well, he's more of just an athlete, so you're going to see some quarterback run game, and good or bad, you guys have seen some of that this year, and some teams have been successful against you in that run game. Does seeing that before kind of prepare you a little bit for tomorrow night? And how do you kind of address that?
You know, seeing the quarterback run game, it's more about us just being disciplined, doing our 111th on the defensive side. If we are perfect in our stance, perfect with our read keys, we take the right steps, and then we fly to the ball with great effort and pursuit. Whether they're handing it to the quarterback or the running back, we're going to be successful on that side of the ball. It's more about us just doing our little things right than them using a quarterback in the run game. Obviously, when you have a runner there, it gives you an opportunity to have an advantage, a numbers advantage in the box. But there's also some things that we can do to bring another guy in the box and play some different coverages in the back end and neutralize that. So honestly, it's just about us. We've got to tackle. We've got to take great steps. We've got to make the right. We've got to read our keys and fly to the football.
So far this year, Ponca City only averaging 186 yards per game offensively, 71 through the air, 115 on the ground. Tailback is Dylan Foz. I thought the only thing that was interesting about him is he's been there for 2 years and is a pretty solid back, and he actually has not scored a touchdown in his career on the ground. So hopefully Bartlesville can kind of continue that. I know DeAndre would kind of snake bit about getting into the end zone for a couple seasons as well. So
sure.
Sometimes good running backs even go through that. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hopefully he won't crack the code against us.
That would be nice as we talk about Ponca City here. Once again, 7 o'clock kickoff. From Custer Stadium tomorrow night, Thursday ball game. What do you see from the Wildcats on defense?
Defensively, man, they're aggressive. I think they have a couple of really good defensive ends. I think those two defensive ends are a couple of the best in our district. So they're gonna fly around. In the secondary, they play a little bit different coverage than we've seen all year. They're also up front. They're a four-man front. We haven't seen a lot of that this season. So we're going to have to be sharp. Offensively, our offensive linemen are going to have to recognize what they're seeing in front and make those adjustments in our run game. Our Ben is going to have a great game of reading the coverage, seeing the middle of the field close with that high free safety is a little bit different than we've gotten all year. But it's just about recognizing it and then again doing our job, making the right reads and playing hard.
You know, one of the things that I find interesting that I didn't really take a lot of note of until the last couple of weeks when you look at the numbers for Bartlesville offensively is that you guys are averaging 414 yards a game. And considering the schedule that you've played, that's pretty good. It kind of probably seems to you, I would guess, offensively, that you're probably owed a few more touchdowns. Probably ought to be scoring at a little bit better of a clip when you average about 400 yards per game against the competition you've had.
Sure.
Shows you that you've been able to move the ball pretty effectively all season long. That's even without DeAndre playing, you know, 2.5 games in a row pretty much.
You know, early, first of all, Coach McDaniel has done a phenomenal job in just getting our kids in the right position, getting us in the right call to have an opportunity to be successful. We've talked about several times on the show, we've got to play really clean football, almost perfect football, mistake-free in order for us to win every game or have an opportunity to win every game on our schedule. And we've had some games where we've made some mistakes or we put the ball on the turf or we've gotten some silly penalties that we need to eliminate. But our offense here the last several weeks, really since the Bixby game, we've really been rolling and our kids, it's kind of clicked. Man, it takes some time to learn a brand new system. And we've asked our kids to do that in the three phases of the game, not just a new offense, but a new offense, a new defense, a new special teams. And that's really starting to click. I'm proud of our kids. They've done a great job up front, especially the latter half of the season.
You know, defensively, on the back end, you guys are a little bit banged up. Obviously, Tom hasn't played for a couple weeks in a row. I know Tayton's injury appeared to be somewhat serious enough that probably not going to see him for a little bit, but you've got some other guys that have stepped up. You know, we've talked about Caden Davis. He's someone who wasn't starting at the beginning of the season, but he's come in and done a great job. We've said his name a bunch of times in the broadcast. And there's a few other guys defensively in the secondary as well have worked their way in and been pretty impressive.
No doubt about it. Caden has been huge for us this year. You know, going into the season, you're looking at a sophomore and going, man, can he do it? How much trust do we have? Is he gonna be able to do it in a varsity setting where the speed of the game is so much faster? And Caden's not a sophomore anymore. On paper, he is, but man, he's playing like a junior. And we have a ton of faith in him. Paxton Bradford's been a young man that's come in and done a great job. Obviously, having a guy like Cody Winters, who is a multiple position guy, Cody can play some safety, he can play some corner. We're able to fit him wherever we need him, and he's just a utility guy that's done a great job, had a huge season for us, especially in just a leadership role in our secondary. You know, with Shane being back there, Gerald Gray comes in and gives Shane a breather when Shane's playing both sides of the ball, and so we're still solid back there. Obviously, a young man like Tayton Hopkins, he was the quarterback of our defense, and man, to see him go down last week was heartbreaking, and obviously it's tough or it hurts, you know, from a defensive, you know, stopping our opponent perspective, but it just hurts your heart as a coach to see one of your kids go down and you know, not sure about what the injury was and that type of thing. So we definitely have had Tayton in our prayers this week.
Yeah, and he's been someone, you know, you mentioned him being the quarterback on defense, but in addition to that, he's been one of the more multifaceted guys. He was in the running against Sand Springs for the player of the game that Jay and I give out during the broadcast, because he nailed that field goal. He had a big, long 55-yard punt. He caught those two passes, and he was out there on defense. So he's someone in all three phases that not only plays, but plays a lot.
Tayton Hopkins is a ball player, and I'm not exactly sure when he's going to be back, but we can't wait for whatever date that is. I'll tell you that, man. He is a great, not just a great player, but a great leader on our team, and a great young man on top of that. So,
Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship with us here on the Bruin Football Coaches Show, getting set for the Bruins and the Wildcats of Ponca City. Already touched on this a little bit, but your first kind of traveling trophy ball game. It'll be another game at home. Feels like we haven't had a home game in quite a while. Senior night's coming up the next week,
yes.
So another opportunity to get at home. And then we haven't really touched a whole lot on the final kind of three games here, but it really starts against the Wildcats. You got to kind of keep on winning to keep the next one really meaning a whole lot.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We've still got our eyes on the playoffs. We have an opportunity. We're going to have to win out. We've got Ponca City, then Muskogee the following week, and then Shawnee, like you said earlier, in week 10. And those are games that we feel really, really confident about going and competing hard in. So we're obviously, it's 1 week at a time. Our eyes have been focused straight on Ponca City, and we want to take care of business this week and get the job done the next. Sorry, I cannot multitask.
Okay,
These guys are kids are coming up, they're leaving, they're shaking my hand.
We got Jalen's asking if he can have some of the pizza, so give you a little peek behind the curtain here at the Lee Blankenship Show. By the way, if you've never come out, parent that maybe listens every week, especially as we get down the stretch, we'd love
Absolutely.
To see you come and say hello to us. Obviously, this is more than open to the public, so come on by and have a slice of pizza with us. And then, obviously, Coach, more so than that, come on out to the ball game tomorrow. Home crowds have been great. Road crowds have been great. And really, this is when it's really important to have a bunch of people that are loud and behind you.
No
because
doubt.
This is the playoffs kind of start tomorrow for you guys in all reality.
Without a doubt.
And you know, these are very winnable ball games. I'll tell you, it's like I said, there's no more Bixby's on the schedule. These are teams I think we had kind of pegged this a couple, 3 weeks ago. You got Bixby and Booker T. Washington kind of toward the top of the district that have a little bit separated themselves. Like, Sepulpa gave Booker T a run for their money a couple weeks ago, whatever that was. They were really right there. But the bottom six, there's a bunch of teams playing a bunch of one possession games between the bottom six teams.
No doubt. And an opportunity every year for our Bartlesville to be in the playoffs. And that's something that is exciting to myself and our coaching staff. And that's definitely a goal of ours. You know, we want to be in the playoffs every year. So to be able to have an opportunity, still we're here in week 8 and still talking about a chance to be in the playoffs is a great feeling.
No question about it. And that was one of the reasons why people around here were proponents of that 6A split. Obviously, you weren't here when that was done, but that gives it's kind of like adding that extra wild card in the Major League Baseball playoffs. It's kind of the way that I look at it. It gives a whole different group of communities that, you know, really weren't able to be involved in playoff hunts like this a chance to kind of live this down the stretch of seasons. You know, if this was still a 32-team 6A with, you know, your jinxes and broken arrows and so on and so forth, it becomes hard for teams that are, I think the old line is Bartlesville's closer to Copan in enrollment than it is to Broken Arrow.
Yeah.
it becomes hard for schools and sizes of schools like Bartlesville to really compete. So when they split that up, that there's an opportunity for schools like Bartlesville and Ponca City or Sepulpa or Sand Springs to really become a perennial power, and that's still kind of sorting itself out. Outside of Bixby,
no
one's really kind of taking the bull by the horns to get up there and finish in the top, you know, one or two of that district.
And you just think about
how young 682 is. I mean, what are we in year? Are we in year six right now?
I think it's five.
Year five. So there's still a lot of history to be written, and that's something else that just, you know, I'm excited about the opportunity to be here and make a new tradition for a school that has a ton of opportunity to and potential to be a powerhouse in 6A Division II in that classification in the state.
Yep, going to be some chances to do that. I was going to go over kind of what the weather might be like tomorrow night. Should be pretty pleasant. Rain is supposed to hold off until later after the ball game, but might be a little bit wet after midnight or something tomorrow. At kickoff, it shows 60 and cloudy, so that's pretty good football weather. Really couldn't ask for anything nicer than that. Bring a jacket and a blanket with you and coming out to Custer Stadium. I know that, I don't know if you share that feeling, but whenever it gets a little bit cooler, I always get kind of a little bit more excited for football.
Oh, yeah, man.
When it's late August, when we're playing on the 31st and it's 95, it's not quite the same as when it's 55 on October 9th.
That crisp air is football weather, man. Even just a change in weather, it's amazing what that'll do for just a practice. You know, kids are anything that gives us a burst, we're going to use it and try to use it to our advantage. And we've had a great week of practice. It's been a little chillier out. It's exciting for the kids to get to go out and play when it's chilly outside. Something else I wanted to mention that we haven't talked about tonight. Tomorrow night is actually our youth night at Bartlesville High School. So our youth football teams, the kids can wear their jersey in and to the gate, and they can get in for free. And so you'll see a lot of little ones. We've got a couple of neat things planned for them. Our young Bruins will be in their football jerseys, and they'll actually lead the team out of the tunnel and get to run through the tunnel with us, and really trying to just create excitement in those future generations of Bruins as well.
And you talked a little bit about this, I think even with the halftime interview you did with Trey, about kind of building this thing going back into junior high and maybe even beyond and getting those kids big and strong and used to playing football. So I know that you know, having your face available and being available to some of those younger kids is hopefully going to pay off at the varsity level, you know, 2, 3, 4,
sure,
5 years down the road.
Absolutely. That is one of my top goals for the offseason. And as a coaching staff, our goal is, number one, we've got to take the players that we have right now and we've got to get them stronger in the weight room. That's a number one priority for us. And then get into the hallways and continue to recruit kids to come out for our program. You know, recruiting's legal in high school as long as it's done in your own hallways. We there are a lot of young men that are walking around the hallways that are big, strong kids, and that for whatever reason don't play football. And I'm gonna shake every one of their hands from seventh grade all the way up to the 11th grade in this off season throughout the winter. So hopefully we can get some more kids out, and that'll just, there's a lot of strength in numbers, that'll just help our program to improve as well.
No question about that. And then obviously your numbers this year have been the best they've been in quite a while. I know I was listening to some of Superintendent McCauley's interview he was doing with Charlie this morning. He comes by once a month on Wednesdays, and they were talking about the football program and just strength in numbers. And obviously you've seen some guys get hurt in the secondary, and you mentioned Gerald Gray is a kid that hadn't played, Shane Simpson. You know, think of where you would be if those guys hadn't come back out for football. That even those guys that hadn't played last year, you get an athlete or two to come back out, and all of a sudden it's kind of a different deal.
Sure, no doubt about it. And that's a short-term thing, and even more than that, how good we would be if those guys had 3 or 4 years of experience.
Yeah.
And that's something, that's another reason that we want to get into our lower grades, our all the way from, you know, second grade up, and encourage kids, get them excited about coming out for the football team, playing when they're young so that we can develop them. And then when it's their turn, when they're juniors and seniors, and maybe even a few sophomores, to be ready to play and really be competitive and know what's going on.
Bartlesville High head football coach Lee Blankenship here on his weekly radio show. Once again, the Bruins taking on Ponca City tomorrow night. First of two home games in a row for Bartlesville. They'll have Muskogee the following Friday, and then Bartlesville goes to Shawnee the next Friday. That'll be that first Friday in November to round out the 2018 campaign. And obviously, Coach, I think as of a couple, 3 weeks ago, I was kind of I can look ahead. You can't, but I can. I was looking forward to a kind of these final three games of the season. They all should be winnable ones and close ones as well. So it should provide some kind of good theater for people that want to come out and listen and support their hometown team. So if you hadn't been involved, or maybe you were right at the beginning and you got busy and we're getting into the later months, later weeks in October, now's the time to maybe kind of re-click in and get interested, because these last three could mean a whole lot. And if you can get in, you never know what's going to happen going forward. I've already seen you play Del City to one touchdown in the first half, so you never know what happens once you get in, but you got to get there first.
No doubt. When you get in, anything can happen, and that's obviously a major goal of ours. You never know, and it's happened in my coaching career several times, just making it, and then all of a sudden your kids get a spark and get on a roll, and good things can happen. So we're excited about the next few weeks. It should be a lot of fun and a good challenge, and hopefully we'll have a lot of fans come out and support us and sit in some of that nice, crisp weather, football weather, and enjoy a good game tomorrow night.
7 o'clock tomorrow, Ponca City coming over to Bartlesville for a ball game, 6:30 pregame here on K1. Thanks to Trey Stump, Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship, and also Hunter Marquez. Coach, best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
That's been
always
the Bartlesville High Coaches Show on K1. We'll get you back to regularly scheduled programming.